This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
A temporary halt to the cash grab forever war in Afghanistan. But it looks like the cash grab for the forever virus is here to stay. The head of BioNTech, the makers of the wildly successful and profitable Pfizer vaccine, says he thinks it's pretty likely we'll need a new vaccine by next year to tackle the next generation of China virus variants. You know, because this vaccine works so well. I don't remember needing a new polio vaccine every year because the polio virus kept coming out with new variants. But I guess having an effective vaccine you only need to take once wouldn't bring in $60 billion a year for Pfizer and Moderna. BioNTech CEO said there's no reason to believe the next generation of the Fauci flu will be any easier to deal with. So by the middle of next year, it's likely a whole new vaccine will be needed. And then a whole new round of secondary doses, followed up, of course, by more booster shots. We're stocking up on Pfizer, so we can send Pfizer's stock up. It's a tight little arrangement, but it means the American people can look forward to endless injections with leaky vaccines for the rest of our lives. The problem with this news is that it clearly demonstrates the vaccines aren't that effective to begin with. A recent study shows the vaccines have a 10-fold drop-off in antibodies after just 7 months, and that's following the second dose. That drop in antibodies means your own body will have a harder time fighting the virus if you get infected, and that's for all the variants, including Delta, Beta, and Mu. And this is backed up by the latest expose from Project Veritas, which caught scientists working at Pfizer admitting, on camera, that the vaccine isn't as effective as your own natural immunity.
What the vaccine is, like I said, that protein, so that's just on the outside. So it's just one antibody against one specific part of the virus. When you actually get the virus, you're going to start producing antibodies against like multiple pieces of the virus. And not only just like the outside portion, like the inside portion, the actual virus. So your antibodies are probably better at that point than the vaccination.
It might be shocking for some to hear, but we want to point out this is what One America News has been reporting the entire time, since the beginning of the pandemic. But our reports were covered up, censored online, banned by big tech as dangerous misinformation, even though it's backed up by science. The latest study the mainstream media isn't talking about and politicians with stock in Pfizer are trying to cover up shows people who have previously been infected with the coronavirus continue carrying antibodies for at least 12 months, but likely for much longer. The peer-reviewed study from Finland was published in the European Journal of Immunology on September 24th and found after 8 months, 96% of the subjects still had neutralizing antibodies. After 12 months, the number of people carrying antibodies only dropped by 7 points, down to 89%. And that includes protection against the virus variants as well, with the vast majority of subjects having antibodies against the Delta variant, no booster shot needed. This is supported by data from Israel, where the largest real-world study of the vaccine ever conducted found that natural immunity affords longer lasting and stronger protection against infection, symptomatic disease, and hospitalization from the coronavirus than the COVID vaccine. But none of this matters because it contradicts the media and medical establishment's narrative about COVID. And you don't want to contradict the high profit of Big Pharma, the good doctor and dog murderer, Anthony Fauci, do you? Heretic. The bottom line is, natural immunity doesn't pay the bills. And with tens of billions of dollars on the line, our civil liberties are up for grabs. But our health, our freedoms, our rights as Americans are not for sale at any price. Certainly not for the illusion of security offered by a rushed vaccine that doesn't work as well as our body's own immune system. For One American News, I'm Pearson Sharp.
People ask me, Alex, why did you come out with a new natural organic sleep aid when you already have Knockout that works so well with eight natural ingredients? Well, because when you've taken a certain organic blend for a decade, like I've taken this product I came up with, it doesn't work as well anymore. That's the way herbs work. You go off it a while, come back on it, it works again. So what did I do? I went to the developers and I said, make a totally different formula with a lot of other known natural healthy compounds that make you sleep deep and restful, because that's what helps your immune system, and I want it to be at least twice as strong as Knockout. Okay, be careful when you take it. It's incredibly strong. It's named Down and Out. I don't have time to get into all the ingredients in it, but it is extremely strong. We are extremely proud of it. It is exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. 50% off right now. Sold out for more than 4 months. Now back in stock. Get your Down and Out and your Knockout at InfoWarsStore.com today. And I thank you for your support because it keeps us on the air.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
Remember when political debates were the highlight of the political year? Like boxing matches, everyone would watch them. It doesn't happen anymore. The ratings for the last presidential debates were terrible, and there's a reason for that. They're boring. Everything is scripted. You know what they're going to say before they say it. But if you keep watching the lower tier, the debates lower on the fight card, sometimes you see something interesting. It happens invariably by accident, but it reveals a lot about the country and the people who are trying to lead it. That just happened last month in Virginia during a governor's debate. Terry McAuliffe was the governor of Virginia. He gravely damaged the state. He's the career Clinton operative, who you may remember from his many brushes with apparent indictment. The Washington Post is always telling you he's about to get indicted. He never was. Instead, he ran Virginia and he ran it into the ground, and now he wants to hurt it even more, so he wants to be reelected. And at the debate last month, Terry McAuliffe announced, just kind of welled up within him, and he told us that parents no longer have a say in their own children's education, the one that they pay for. Instead, Terry McAuliffe informed the state of Virginia, the government is in charge of your child, period.
I don't think parents should be telling schools what they should teach. I get really tired of everybody running down teachers. I love our teachers. And what they have done through COVID, these are real heroes that deserve our respect.
Well, he's a hack, a liar, and a demagogue. But ignore the second part of the sentence. I don't think parents have any right telling teachers what to teach. Really? So parents don't control their own kids. Do you have a right to tell the pediatrician what kind of medical treatment your kids should get? No. This is the new rule. The government makes all key decisions about your children. That's not just true in the state of Virginia. It is now orthodoxy throughout the entire Democratic Party. And as of yesterday, this idea, unprecedented in the history of America, has the full backing of the Biden administration, in other words, of the entire federal government. And if you disagree with that, if you're one of those troglodytes who thinks you should have some say in what your children are taught in the schools that you pay for, you should know the Biden administration now views you as a domestic terrorist. And they are fully willing to use armed agents of the state to compel you to shut up. Joe Biden's Justice Department has made that very, very clear. Attorney General Merrick Garland, remember the moderate, soft-spoken one who turned out to be not moderate at all, but a wild-eyed, radical, crazy person? He's now the Attorney General. He issued a memorandum yesterday calling on the FBI to crack down on parents who complain about their school board. Now, keep in mind, at this exact moment that Garland wrote that, we learned that murders in the United States since the advent of Black Lives Matter have gone up 30%. So that's thousands more dead people. This is the Attorney General, our chief law enforcement officer. He did not issue a memo about that. He issued instead a memo about people who are committing wrongthink. Garland directed, quote, federal, state, tribal, territorial, and local law enforcement leaders to discuss strategies for addressing this disturbing trend. This disturbing trend being parents complaining. In the coming days, Garland wrote, the department will announce a series of measures designed to address the rise in criminal conduct directed towards school personnel. Criminal conduct? What does that consist of? Bombings? Assaults? No. Complaining. It is now criminal to disagree with your kid's school. What have we learned from this? Well, among other things we've learned, the Biden administration no longer believes in the most basic precepts of liberal democracy. Among them, your freedom of speech should never be abridged. The government must convince you, not compel you, almost always. And you, and not the government, is in charge of your children. Merrick Garland did not give birth to your kids. They're yours, not his. But they don't acknowledge that anymore. So they're happy to use armed agents of the state to enforce their ideology. And they have to, because that ideology is deeply unpopular with most Americans. Now, why did the DOJ issue this letter? Well, because they'd received a complaint from the National School Boards Association, huge donors, of course, to the Democratic Party. And that complaint cited citizens who were upset over the teachings of, quote, critical race theory and of masking of children, which is medically unnecessary. So the group wrote to the Biden administration and said that some of the actions against school boards, quote, could be the equivalent to a form of domestic terrorism and hate crimes. Oh, so school administrators are now a protected group. If you disagree with them, you're committing a hate crime, not voicing an opinion, which is constitutionally protected. No, it's an act of violence to disagree with them. Let's get specific. According to the National School Boards Association, it's things like this, quote, earlier this month, a student in Tennessee was mocked during a board meeting for advocating masks in schools after testifying that his grandmother, who was an educator, died because of COVID-19. Now, the association went on to say that the feds should use, quote, the Patriot Act, created after 9/11, to the regret of most thinking people, and that postal inspectors should probe the, quote, cyberbullying school board members claim they have faced. So where does this leave us? Really simple. Mocking someone who calls for medically unnecessary mask mandates is now domestic terrorism and a chief concern of the FBI. What you're not allowed to do going forward, because it's a hate crime, is point out that children and teens actually aren't dying from COVID. They're dying from a lot of things.
Well, there's the great Tucker Carlson and Robert Barnes, another great constitutional lawyer and patriot, is here with us. He's going to be on the War Room today in the first hour, 3 p.m. hour. Well, he's got a bunch of other huge guests there as well. And he'll be on the American Journal tomorrow morning. And he's here in Texas on a secret mission he can't tell you about. Let's just say all the news coming out and all the insiders coming out and, you know, exposing what happened with Big Pharma and what you've seen with Project Veritas and all that, there's a lot of that going on. Barnes, I look at Fauci bragging 3 years ago on TV that they were going to release a deadly virus to bring in total control. That's now the top of DailyPundit.com. And just all this insanity and the major federal regulator resigning because he was involved in it. I mean, this is an amazing time to be alive, isn't it?
Oh, no doubt about it. I mean, it's an extraordinary effort. It's a culmination of sort of decades of efforts where the goal and objective and the idea has been to have, you know, complete control over the body and of the mind of the ordinary citizen and ordinary person around the world. And they're trying to achieve it and accomplish it by a wide range of objectives. And they're closer to achieving that than ever before. But they're also the greatest pushback in the history of this is also occurring. That's greater than ever before. So you combine that and it's an extraordinary time to be alive. It's the old Chinese proverb, may you live in interesting times.
Robert, where should we start? I mean, there's just so much insanity. Taiwan and China on the edge of war. Vaccine mandates in California and New York and L.A. County saying, oh, you can't go in any buildings now without a shot. Not grocery stores, not anywhere. That's beyond France's. I mean, this is just insane.
Multiple levels. I filed suit this week against Tyson Foods because they decided that anybody who had a pro-life belief, anybody who had a religious objection to the vaccine, and there's many reasons why someone may have a religious objection to the vaccine. It may be because aborted fetal cells was used in the production or development of these vaccines. It may be because the body is a temple, according to many religious beliefs, and putting foreign toxins of uncertain long-term effects is not something that is consistent with someone's religious beliefs. Or it may maybe because informed consent is somebody's religious belief or like it. And it's important for people to know legally, your belief just has to be something that is a deeply held moral belief that is like a religion. It doesn't have to come from a recognized religious belief. The EEOC, Biden's own EEOC, admits this right on their own site. So look at something like informed consent. There are people who believe that any medicine that is done in violation or contravention of informed consent offends their core spiritual moral beliefs. And how important
it's a violation of their bodily temple. And so it's my religion is I'm my own property, not made by you.
Exactly. And look at something like informed consent. Informed consent is one of the deeply held moral beliefs that's so strongly held. We killed people over it who violated it. I mean, that's what Nuremberg was all about. We went in and we said, these people, there was no existing treaty. There was no existing Nuremberg code prior to the Nuremberg trials. We said those universal moral beliefs are so strongly shared amongst the civilized world.
And we're going to break your neck.
Exactly. And if it's, how many could you have a more deeply held moral belief than something that allows you to execute someone for violating it? And so under those circumstances, the federal government is trying to, and a bunch of employers are trying to limit religious accommodations. There's multiple grounds for those religious accommodations. You can list all of the grounds, and I recommend people listing all of the grounds they have a religious objection to, because if they violate those religious accommodations, that's a violation of Title VII. That's a violation of their constitutional rights to the state actor, violation of the Religious Freedom and Restoration Act if it's the federal government.
And we need to keep talking about people's rights. I know as an audience, most of us know this. We need to remember these and stand up and say no. Just like Dr. Bartlett said yesterday, most of these hospitals won't give you budesonide and ivermectin that are on record curing people until you get in their face. You've got to start standing up for yourselves. And I know as an audience, you're doing that, but this is serious. This is war. We'll be right back with Robert Barnes.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
InfoWars has been on the air for 28 years. Everything we've done, thousands and thousands of shows, the thousands of interviews, the hundreds of thousands of calls, every step on the path is to this moment where humanity is now. The global scientific elite of eugenicists carrying out the beginning of depopulation, hiding the very attack, supposedly a life-giving injection to protect you from what they themselves created in the lab. And now the Pentagon's own report shows those that have had COVID and then are forced to get the vaccine don't really have a lot of problems. It's people that never had COVID and took the vaccine get COVID and die. Because the COVID vaccine creates the body at a much higher level what is in COVID itself. And now it's all coming out. Robert Barnes is here, and during the break he was really tying it all together. I said, there's so much to cover. What do you want to hit next? And he said, what Biden did in June, what we talked about, and how the critical race theory, the forced inoculations, all of it is about bringing in. And then he elaborated. I said, please say that on air. So from a legal, historical perspective, explain how this, we were saying during the break, this is all part of a concerted move.
Absolutely. I mean, basically, it's a political purge on steroids, because what you're looking at is all of these things achieve the same objective. The domestic terror label started with January 6th. Anybody that was associated or affiliated with anybody who had problems with the election all of a sudden is a potential domestic terrorist. Then it goes to critical race theory. Anybody who disagrees with these radicalized ideas that not only Milley is preaching within the military, so there's an effort to purge people within the military establishment and the federal government if they disagree with these radical ideas. But now it's reached out to school boards and to where if parents or students disagree with it, now they get put on a domestic terror list. Potential list. And now who else is it going to extend to? It's going to extend to people who question the efficacy, the safety, or the necessity of the vaccine from either a philosophical, religious, or medical perspective. And what's happening is anybody who refuses the vaccine is getting put on a list. What people don't realize is that anybody who gets vaccinated, in order to validate the identity cards of those vaccines, the information is going into a centralized database so the government knows who has taken the vaccine and by inference who is not. And consequently, they are ultimately going to get added to the same potentially dangerous list. Potential domestic terrorist list. So it's the same objective of purging, one, identifying those people that are dissidents, those people willing to challenge and question the system, those people willing to be potential neos in the matrix. And in the same level, it is purging them from institutional influence to the denying them employment, denying them education, denying them military service, all of it. So it's a massive Stalinesque political purge in the guise of public health, in the guise of public education, in the guise of domestic terror risk.
It's the cover, as Klaus Schwab says, for their global police state, digital tracking, carbon tax takeover, and then they admit it. And what's insane for new listeners tuning in, people that make fun of us, this is all books they've written, articles, and this is here. It's like the fact-checking saying Bill Gates never said depopulate the Earth. Then I show you articles, him quoting, saying he wants it, video clips, and then his foundation giving awards for depopulation.
Oh, precisely. I mean, you look at, I mean, Gates hasn't hidden what his agenda has been, nor did his father, nor did his grandfather. I mean, they've long been eugenicist supporters at one level or another. It's the real reason he's hanging out with Jeffrey Epstein. He's not likely hanging out with Jeffrey Epstein to chase young women. He's hanging out with Jeffrey Epstein because Epstein's also a eugenicist.
Well, they were using the young women to compromise top scientists.
Not only that, they're also, I mean, the whole idea was to create a superior race. I have no idea that, I would not be surprised at all if Bill Gates shared Epstein's belief that a certain group of elites should create a super class.
Yeah, that was the plan. I told people this before I was over on the news, as I was told this by sources, that they wanted to, quote, breed elites with women to create more of the super race.
Absolutely. I mean, Epstein was setting up to do exactly that at his camp in Arizona.
Of course, the women would have to be chosen for their stimulating attributes. This would be a ratio of 10 women per male in the bunker. Animals would have to be bred and slaughtered.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's Dr. Strangelove. I mean, the reason why all of those films was Dr. Strangelove, Space Odyssey 2001, all the other films that Kubrick did, they had a common theme. All he was really detailing and describing is the actual belief structure and goals.
And his daughter told me that because they tried to get, obviously, they tried to get him into everything. And he said, hell no. But yeah, Eyes Wide Shut, all that stuff's real.
Absolutely. I mean, Dr. Strangelove was based on inside information he had from high-ranking defense people.
On real people.
Absolutely. I mean, we now know.
L.L. Limnitzer and Curtis LeMay. And then a German scientist.
Exactly. People forget. I mean, all you have to do is really read the Operation Northwoods documents to understand the mindset of those people. And those people who...
I can walk!
Exactly. I mean, it was genius. I mean, it was brilliant comedic performance. He said that the only way he could come to terms with this shocking information was to tell it in a comedic parody in the satire.
Because he wasn't ever going to make a comedy. Exactly. He set out to make it. So this is too hardcore.
Absolutely. I mean, how do you deal with something so horrific, so unbelievable, like the end of the human race, because you've got a couple of nut jobs?
This is about Operation Northwoods. Limnitzer wasn't just like General Jack T. Ripper, the launch plan R. They were going to get the Soviets to attack us by staging attacks on ourselves so the U.S. could attack them and then start World War III. And so this film is about Operation Northwoods.
Exactly. And people wonder, you know, how could you get to that mindset? You get to that mindset when you don't really believe in all of humanity, when you believe that a small elite group is all that...
I didn't say we were going to get a hair mask.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's
20-30 million tops.
People would be shocked at the degree to which that whole George C. Scott routine was the actual belief structure of people in high levels of power during that time period. And all you have to do is, like I said, read something like Operation Northwoods that they kept secret for 36 years. That tells you the mindset, the mentality of these people. They really thought Kennedy would sign off on it.
And guys, you got to search Weber images to find Northwoods. ABC News, April 9th, 2020. Pentagon Joint Chiefs of Staff plan to attack U.S. personnel for pretext for war with Cuba.
Exactly.
And that's the headline.
A lot of popular film and popular books, whether you're talking about John le Carré or others, James Ellroy, you're talking about people who are seeding the truth. I mean, Ellroy used to say if they honestly sold his American Tabloid trilogy, The Guy of L.A. Confidential, they would put it in the history section, not in the fiction section. And his goal and objective was to be able to filter out truth in ways that you could only disguise as fiction. And John le Carré did the same thing, from The Spy Who Came In from the Cold to Russia House to Taylor of Panama to Constant Gardner. I mean, what's Constant Gardner about? It's about bogus clinical trials. Being done, medically experimenting.
Did you mention The Quiet American?
Yeah, Quiet America is another fantastic one. So, yeah, I mean, that's a Graham Greene. And you go to Our Man in Havana, another great Graham Greene book and movie. And where did he learn that from? He learned that from actually witnessing it in Africa, watching spies just make up stories. Because that's how they monetize their information. I mean, that's what Russiagate was. Russiagate was just the retelling.
Well, that's a whole other issue. People ask me, don't respond. They've now indicted people. It's all fake. Folks, they had congressional hearings saying I am a Russian agent with no proof, and I'd be outside trying to come in. They wouldn't even let me, you know, face my accuser. Yes, I know Russiagate was fake. Believe me.
Oh, completely. I mean, what's amazing about that is John Durham had that information for a year. And why did he sit on it? I mean, what if that indictment had been brought in September of 2020 rather than almost a year later?
You're right, but they still would have stole the election.
Oh, I mean, in all likelihood, but it helped facilitate. Each level was required.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, yeah, just the censorship stole the election.
Absolutely. I mean, just the Hunter Biden story. If that story had received free and fair coverage, then they lose.
And remember, it wasn't just Democrats working for Hillary at law firms that made it all up. It was FBI agents creating fake emails.
Well, not only that, you look at it raises an interesting story about Perkins Coe, which is the big corporate law firm that represents the Democrats. Mark Elias suddenly left about a month and a half ago.
That's right.
He claimed to be doing it because he said he's starting his own firm. He's doing his own thing. Now you have to wonder whether it's connected to these subpoenas that have been issued to the law firm. What criminal activity has Mark Elias potentially been involved in on behalf of the Democratic Party? So there's a lot of questions that are going to be raised, and hopefully we at least get some answers, because so far those answers...
Next you're going to tell me Avenatti's not a good guy. We'll be right back with Robert Barnes. Stay with us. What a hell of a time to be alive. Got a bunch of news we haven't hit yet. Stay with us. I got some good news. All the items in front of me are back in stock and are 40 to 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. The bad news is a lot of them are about to sell out. So this sale is only going from 1 week starting on September 29th. And in the case of green fiber capsules, these will be sold out in just a couple days, 50% off. We have Knockout Sleep Aid, 50% off. Sold out for months, very popular, twice as strong as Knockout, probably too strong for some people, totally different formula. Down and Out is back in stock.
50% off. We've extended the sale on Winter Sun and Ultra 12, 50% off, and also on Deep Breath Crystal Iodine Survival Selects 2. It's all 40 to 50% off for 1 week only. Take advantage of it and fund the InfoWar. And I thank you all for your support. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. It's a win-win. These are things that make you healthy, make your life better, and they fund the InfoWar. Again, the only way we lose is if you don't take action right now.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
And we are back. Boy, we got some breaking news here. Shock. It's up on InfoWars.com. Just happened. Vaccine passport passes in Wales after dodgy vote. They're ramming it through, folks. Told you they wouldn't do it, and they snuck a vote through. Vaccinated Vermont, 75% of September COVID deaths were jabbed. We've got some incredible graphs I'm going to show you. We got calls. Final segment. Robert Barnes riding shotgun with me. We're going to go to Nathan and others here coming up. But I wanted to get Arthur Pulaski on Street Search, streetchurch.ca. Needs an introduction. He's been arrested multiple times for keeping his church open when everything else, like the grocery stores, can stay open. Just he can't. And so this is happening in the U.S. It's happening around the world. It's absolute tyranny. And he is set for sentencing, I guess, for one of the arrests. He just got arrested a week ago or so, flying back in
from a U.S. event with that General Flynn was at, and they were waiting for him at the airport for the thought crime of contempt. So you have contempt of the evil government that doesn't want you to have your right to religion and right to exercise it. Therefore, Arthur Pulaski, thanks for joining us, sir.
Thank you so much for having me in. I mean, it's total craziness, tyranny like I have never seen before, even growing up behind the Iron Curtain. I mean, the communists, the socialists would at least admit that's what we want. We are tyrants. We are taking it over. But here you have a hybrid. You got lying, manipulating politicians that pretend that everything they're doing is under the scrutiny of the law. However, it's total lawlessness.
Tell us what's happened to you, sir, and tell us just your overall view of the world and the persecution of the church.
Well, I have been warning people since 2005 that this is going to happen unless the people will rise up, stand up. If the church is going to continue playing a game of self-centeredness and, you know, lukewarmness, then that's what's going to happen. God is going to start shaking the whole earth, and that's exactly what we're seeing right now. And my answer to the problem is always the same, has always been the same, and it's going to be the same tomorrow. Rise up, stand up, take it to the streets, surround the houses of those politicians, demand your rights back. They are never, ever going to give it back to you, your freedoms. You have to demand those freedoms. You have to take it from their throat. They will never, ever going to give them back to you unless you rise up and stand up. Petitions do not work. Phone calls do not work anymore. The only thing that will work is putting pressure on those corrupted, evil, wannabe tyrants. We have to bring Nuremberg trial number two. We have to get them accountable, charge them for treason, for murdering people, because that's exactly what they're doing right now. They are bloody murderers, and they will not stop. Evil never stops. Bully will keep bullying until you and me will say no more.
That's right. This is the UN-directed world depopulation. Now it's even the Pentagon's own report. So tell people, and Robert Barnes is a lawyer here. He co-hosts a show with a prominent lawyer in Canada, why they're persecuting you, how they've closed other churches, put fences up around them. People tried to dare go in them, but everything else is open. I mean, this is just unbelievable criminal activity.
Yes, it is. And the hypocrisy, the level of hypocrisy is unbelievable. I was charged with my brother David for inciting people to come to church, officiating a church service, participating in illegal gathering. And we have been found guilty on two accounts, facing potentially 4 years prison for that crime. At the same time, Jason Kenney, the premier of Alberta, with a minister of finance, chiefs, with the Minister of Environment, Nixon, and the Minister of Health, that sent those wannabe Gestapo KGB agents to hunt us down. They broke the same rules, the same court injunction. And do you think they get tickets? Do you think they're in front of the courts? No, it's one law for me and one law for D. Those people are showing left and right that they have total disregard to the law and order of the land. Charter of Rights and Freedoms, out the door. Constitution, out the door. They are the tyrants, wannabe pharaohs, and the rest are the slaves.
So, Pastor, hypothetically, potentially, next week you can start serving a four-year prison sentence in the northern gulag that's north of the United States right now for keeping your church open and serving and feeding meals to your community while everything else, topless bars, grocery stores, Walmart, they could be open, and you're faced with 4 years in jail for contempt and by having church. I mean, this is like communist China. I mean, my God, they send the Uyghurs for having, you know, their mosque church for 5 years to a labor camp. Robert Barnes, this is incredible.
Yeah, no doubt about that. I mean, yesterday the premier in Alberta said that the unvaccinated won't be allowed to even have Thanksgiving. In terms of what have you been able to do in terms of legal defense? Because one concern in Canada has been,
listen, unvaccinated cannot have people to their homes.
That's exactly.
And they're going to put you in jail too. I mean, these people are flaming criminals. Sorry, Arthur, go ahead and tell us what's happening there.
Well, there is more to the story. The prime minister, this wannabe tyrant, now full blown tyrant, he just announced that you will not be able to use bus, rail, you will not be able to fly outside of the country if you don't have the vaccination. So a total lockdown, just like in North Korea. I mean, there is no difference between North Korea right now and Canada. They can do whatever they want. There is lawlessness. There is no rule of law anymore. The judges are corrupted. The court systems are corrupted. You know who officiated the court proceedings for me? It was a personal friend to the judge that issued the court order. We never stood a chance with my brother David. We were charged and sentenced before even the trial started. We never had a chance. We have four lawyers, a constitutional lawyer, criminal lawyers, and they are just shaking their heads.
They just got rid of my jury trial here in the U.S. They've arrested Owen. He's facing 2 years in jail for peacefully, Owen Schroyer, for peacefully being in the Capitol. I mean, this is the system. They built the gulags. They're coming for us. So what can we do, Pastor, for you and your great church? I mean, I guess when you're in jail, if that happens, but I guess it's probably going to happen, I guess the next preacher does it, they'll arrest him too. My God, Canada just cries out for to be saved. I mean, like it's Nazi Germany. Do we have to have a D-Day invasion?
I guess we have to. I mean, if Americans will not come to our rescue, you still are the power horse of the freedom, the liberties around the world. If America will fall, the rest of the free democratic world will follow. I mean, we don't stand a chance unless Americans will come to the rescue. And you're right. We need another D-Day. There is no other way. Those people are not stopping. Every month, there is another thing that they're implementing and pushing. So what people can do, well, you can come to our website, www.streetchange.ca, and you can help us. If I'm going to prison, at least for my family to be sustained. Also, you can put the political pressure. They still are afraid of the American politicians. If we can find some...
Oh, we need demonstrations against what's happening in Canada and Australia. I mean, because the Democrats admit this is coming here. This is UN directed. So, folks, this is like having our arm being chewed off. They're coming for our heart. I mean, the people in Texas and South Dakota and Florida, you better not feel safe. This is a global plan.
No doubt. I mean, if you look at the attack on religious accommodations for vaccine objections in the United States, it's part of the same parcel of what the pastor is talking about. It's this constant, continuous attack on people who hold beliefs they don't want to have held. And it's part of they use the lockdown as a pretext to attack the church and to attack religion and to attack people who have religious beliefs that are different than the establishment. And his example is just one of the more extreme examples, but it's where the whole world is going unless people stand up and fight.
And on top of it, it's experimental and it's killing a bunch of people, confirmed, and Fauci cooked it up in a lab and then released it on purpose, and there's video of it. I mean, this is war. They know they can't assault us straight up, so they're doing it with soft kill weapons. Arthur, I didn't know you were facing jail in just a few days. Let that sink in. Please join us again tomorrow when we've got more time. I want to get you on the other shows, and people should go and support your church, and they should pray for your church, and they should donate to your church, streetchurch.ca, YouTube, ArthurPawlowski.tv, or Pawlowski, P-A-W-L-O-W-S-K-I. God bless you, sir. Give your mission to Africa, Europe, the Caribbean. Also pastors a church inside a building called the Cave of Adullam. Thank you, and again, come on tomorrow with us. Before, I guess, you're sent into the dungeon. But Paul wrote, you know, the New Testament in a dungeon, so that's the way it is. But, my God, he's in the dungeon this week. We're in the dungeon next month. God bless you, Pastor. We'll talk to you soon. We'll talk to you tomorrow, okay?
Thank you. God bless you.
God bless you. All right, I want to get him on, like, 30 minutes of the show tomorrow, right at the start. This is a big deal. We're going to come back and jam in these calls for Robert Barnes and myself in the final segment straight ahead. And the war room starts.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
Maybe it's occasional constipation.
Maybe it's not. You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Maybe it's not occasional constipation. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. You may be able to talk to a doctor online. Visit Linzess.com, sponsored by Allergan and Ironwood.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
They knew what they were doing. This was a takeover. Imagine if I told you 2 years ago they'll be locking preachers up in jail for 4-year sentences in Canada because Walmart was open, the grocery stores were open, and the auto parts stores were open, but their churches still aren't allowed to be open because they're nice people in Canada and the system is making a move on them. Same thing in Australia. They're not pulling that in areas of the Midwest and Texas because they know it would work, but the Democrat cities, just as bad. I'll take a few final calls here. You're about to take a 15-minute break. You'll be on 15 minutes into the war with a lot of news you've got to cover. But, Barnes, I know you're here in Texas working on some big cases. You can't say what it is, but it's going to be big.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, what's happening is extraordinary, and what Project Veritas is doing is very important, and people are starting to put the dots together. You see what Project Veritas has been able to show and uncover reporting. You look at all these high-level resignations. Well, you know, why is it we have two of the top FDA people, one of the top NIH people, all retire now, resign from office now? You look at interesting TV shows that are happening right now. The show Goliath had a great breakdown of what the big pharma industry is really like in the beginning of their X-ray episode. So you're seeing cultural recognition, political recognition that something very unusual is taking place.
Yeah, I mean, they skipped the trials because they'd already studied other vaccines. They knew what would happen, and they covered up what happened.
Exactly. I think we're going to find more and more evidence that everything that's gone into this process was not a scientific method. And we're starting to see more and more reports of problems related to the vaccine, seeing more and more people push back. And that's why we're getting this this oppressive reaction from the state and the institutions.
Why were they so reckless to execute this? Because we knew their plan day one. We already read it in Operation Lockstep. Why would they? I guess because they're scared of populism. This was a desperate elite move.
Absolutely. I mean, think about all the shenanigans they had to pull off Biden getting in the White House. And they still barely got it. I mean, they had to have massive censorship of unprecedented degree. They had to have massive propaganda of unprecedented degree in America. They had to have an extraordinary degree of election irregularities or anomalies, whatever you want to call them. They had to accumulate all of that, and yet they still could barely win within the margin of fraud.
And now they're running propaganda corporate news-wide bulletins that Bill Gates loves you and doesn't want to depopulate you. That's because their whole agenda is coming out. And people know they're liars, so now people that never even thought that now know it's true. Because whatever the system says, it's the opposite.
Well, just look at the data you're talking about from Vermont. The most vaccinated state in the United States is having an explosion of COVID. How is that possible if the vaccination was supposed to reduce the presence of COVID, was supposed to prevent infection and transmission, was supposed to be the solution, and yet the most vaccinated state in the union is having one of the biggest problems with COVID right now?
And you're on fire right now. And in about 20 minutes, you'll be on with Owen Schroyer. You're on the show within 15 minutes. I want to jam in some calls, I promise to, but you guys are awesome. Thanks for holding. Just tell us your story. We'll move to the next person so everybody gets in. Nathan wants to talk about what happened to his mom with COVID and what happened with Budesonide. Nathan.
Yes, hello, Alex. Thank you for taking my call. Just quick plug, X2, everything's great. Mineral Fusion, Fizzy Magnesium, I love it all. Buy everything. Keep buying products. Keep InfoWars on air.
Thank you.
Last Friday, my mother had got sick. She's very stubborn. Tuesday, she started feeling really bad. Didn't let me know. I says, Mom, do you think you got COVID? She says, I don't know. She went and got one of those quick tests from the pharmacy. It came back positive. She called her doctor, and her doctor said, she asked him, I said, well, ask them if they do any early treatments, what they do. And they do monoclonal antibodies. They do the Regeneron in Michigan, but they said you have to have it within 10 days. This is 4 days into it. They waited 2 days to give her a PCR test, so she couldn't get it. So my wife got on the internet, searched and searched and searched, and actually I talked with Rob Dew. He sent me Synergy. It was a little bit high. We did a little more searching. I ended up sending the site we went. We went through Budesonide Works. They linked us. We wound up getting a prescription for ivermectin, Budesonide, and they sent us an antibiotic for the COVID pneumonia afterward. And my mother asked the doctor, said, well, you guys aren't going to do the Regeneron. Am I supposed to just die now? And they said, we're really sorry, ma'am. I've had a hard time not calling that doctor.
Yeah, that's because they're rationing. They have plenty of Regeneron. And so what happened to your mom once she got the medicine?
That very next day, she was feeling really bad on last Friday night. And foggy head. As soon as she took the first pill of ivermectin the next day, she said the fog was gone. She's still really weak right now. She's doing one treatment of Budesonide in the morning. Today's her last day of ivermectin. She's not running a fever. Her oxygen's staying above 92 right now. So far, so good. Hopefully we caught it early.
So, I was told by Bartlett, you want to do at least 4 of the inhaled steroid treatments a day. And the reason they used to be really cheap and it's gone up is they're trying to kill the supply. And so for suppliers to get it, it's gone up. But God bless you, because it said your mom's a lot better. Is that accurate?
Yes, and it was $300 for an inhaler of Budesonide. That's how much it cost.
Wow, you're getting, I paid $20 when I was sick a few months ago. Wow. God bless you, sir. These people gouging folks during a crisis are going to be in trouble. That doesn't mean the reseller's gouging you, but up the chain is doing it. One of our guys is up in North Carolina, works for us, really great patriot, former special operations guy, and he tried to get it in an inhaler for him and his family that had it, and it took him about 5 days. And then finally they said you can rent it for, I think it was like $500 a week or something. Just a little inhaler that normally costs $50.
Yeah, I mean, it's amazing. I mean, what's extraordinary is that what used to be, it shows a culmination. All the attacks on alternative health were leading up to this place because they wanted to be able to have a state monopoly on what medicine you could get.
And censor everybody.
Absolutely. So they could control your body. They get to decide what goes in your body and what doesn't. Even though the whole Nuremberg Code of 1947 was supposed to stop this from ever happening again, we're seeing it happen again.
And people say, why is it so over the top? Because they're making a criminal run at us. They think we're weak. They think even if they get stopped, at least they get a bunch of slaves that are scared under their control. They kill a bunch
bunch of people, they make trillions of dollars, and then they never get in trouble. That's why they did this.
Exactly. I mean, this had been a project, really, centuries in the building of it, and they were scared they were never going to get an opportunity again to implement it.
So they launched it.
Exactly.
In fact, this was their end game to take us all down. Now it's just to stay in power.
Absolutely. And it was necessary, in their view, because of the rise of populism around the world.
I want you to cover that theme when you're on with Owen. That is, I'm going to be watching that. So powerful. You're going to be on with me tomorrow night. 7 to 10, we're going to air the two-hour film, but Barnes will be with me, the director, the producer of the new film, COVIDland. We're going to air it for free at band.video and freeworldnews.tv at 7 p.m. Share it. Be part of the giant chain reaction so millions see it, and all of you help finance it again. And then the next version is we're going to put out 2, 3, 4, and 5 by buying the DVD to make copies and have a hard copy they can't censor. You can download a copy from band.video tomorrow as well. So we thank the filmmakers, and of course we thank InfoWars and the crew and the viewers for supporting us so we can help make this film. We are producers as well. And so that'll be out free tomorrow. Get your copy of COVIDland at COVIDland.com for $19.95. Get a free copy of Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement with it. And we're going to end that deal very, very soon. Let's go to Enrico in Canada. And I'm sorry to Marine, Mike, and Jonathan. Get their numbers and we'll call them tomorrow first the show. But Enrico, you're our tail gunner. Go ahead.
I just have a quick question. Do you think that the resignation of the Premier of New South Wales, do you think that's going to cause a real domino effect around the world? It seems like, or do you think we're entering like an actual phase of investigations?
Well, I know that she stepped down and she was paid off by Pfizer and others, and that's now coming out that all these Fauci people and the heads of agencies are resigning. Because they were involved in creating the bioweapon. Robert Barnes?
I think there's people in power who know certain information is going to be coming out over the next month or two who are trying to make sure they're not in the firing squad, on the wrong side of that firing squad when that information comes out. So I think it tells you that people in high-ranking positions of power know things about what's happening that they know is going to ultimately likely to be disclosed, that they know will embarrass and undermine and crush this Fauci-Gates agenda.
Yeah, and here's the danger. They can set off a nuke. They can kill the president because they want to get rid of him and blame us. The puppet president, we wish no harm upon. So when I say D-Day, I mean cultural D-Day, Velvet Revolution, not physical, because that would help them. If they keep pushing and put people in camps or killing us in ditches, we're going to physically fight. But right now we got a good chance of beating it peacefully. Barnes, how are you worried they might try to grab victory from the jaws of defeat?
I think you have to expect any kind of staged event. I mean, you look at January 6th, it was building and culminating into a meaningful audit review of what happened in the election, the constitutional process of elector challenges taking place within the halls of Congress, and they're able to sabotage that by the events of January 6th, which now have been proven to overwhelmingly be involving FBI informants and FBI.
And Roe v. Wade never happened. The girl wasn't aborted. That was all fake. That's why we question things. All right, Enrico, you have 30 seconds. Finish up, brother.
No, that's about it. Thanks, sir. Do you think that we can place hope on this becoming a domino effect?
If you pray and if you spread the word, nothing can stop us. You are the power. It's up to you, brother.
Thank you.
And you're doing it. You sat on hold. You came on. You said that. And it changes the world. All right. I'll call the rest of those callers back tomorrow. You're going to be taking a quick break for a little bit of lunch. Going with Owen Schroyer, who starts now at InfoWars.com/show and band.video and on stations across the country. That show's getting really popular. Owen Schroyer is awesome. Owen, the Cuck Destroyer, is coming up with Robert Barnes and more, 3 p.m. And then tomorrow, American Journal, 8 a.m. to 11 p.m. before me, Harrison Smith. Barnes will be on there as well. Great job to this crew. All right. God bless you all. COVIDland tomorrow, 7 p.m.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork in Line tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork in Line tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork in Line tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.